Hello, everybody, and welcome back. I told you we'd be back. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain here with my favorite stand-in for Andreas Ruiz, Mr. Ron Arenas with Picture Rocks Coin Heating and Plumbing.
Hello there.
Man,
you're glad to be back.
You're like becoming an old Wiley pro here in the studio.
Yeah, I'm trying. Yeah, you know, you have to practice to get better.
That's it. And just like I tell Sean, our first guest that we have here today regularly, you're a natural, brother.
Well,
so thank you for joining me.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. And but this would not be the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission if I did not give grace to a very loving God. We are, it's like almost like this is a very family-friendly show, because I feel like almost every show I'm talking about how thankful I am for my sons and how thankful I am for my guests and their kind of tutelage in teaching me how to be a better father and them being fathers. Sean Campbell, my co-host of the Marketing Corner, he has his son, his 12-year-old son, Jacob, here in studio with us today. And you can just feel how blessed he is and how blessed his life he is. And like I say regularly, none of that would be possible without a very loving God. And we're going to thank him today, put him first on the Common Good Radio Show, as we always do with the Lord's Prayer. And it goes a little something like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. So that being said, let's speak with one of my buddies. Definitely, I feel like I have just a hangout group with my friends here. I have a guy who's becoming more and more one of my best friends by the day, Mr. Sean Campbell with the Campbell Marketing Group and the newest talk radio show host in the city of Tucson with the Marketing Corner with Sean Campbell.
Thank you, John. I'm pulling double duty today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you feel? You're not too tired?
Phenomenal.
Yet. Phenomenal. Okay, good.
The extra bowl of Wheaties, the extra can of spinach. Mm-hmm.
You're all warmed up now.
I'm all warmed up. I'm ready to go.
All right.
So I saved it best for, you know, your show.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Yeah, because that's what I need. I need nothing but your best.
Okay.
You got it.
Sean always gives his best, though.
He's just, when you got a big old brain like that that's almost seeping out of his ears, it's hard not to. Yeah. Well, I need that big brain today because we're going to, the topic of the day for the Marketing Corner of the Common Good Radio Show, is personal branding.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what that entails.
Yeah, it's funny because I just read an article, I think it was entrepreneur.com this week, how some people disagree with the importance of personal branding.
Mm.
And I completely disagreed with their disagreement.
Right,
Yeah, I mean, today in our society with the how much we are all on social media, whether we admit it or not, right? The average American is on social media about 5 to 6 hours a day.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that is our opportunity.
I tell my wife that regularly. She doesn't like that number, though.
Yeah. And it's funny. You know, I am on there for obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. I have to kind of just monitor and gauge what people are doing. But one of the things that you got to do, and if you don't believe in this, go to any coffee shop, any restaurant, and no matter what demographic, you will find people that are on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, more and more popular. And especially as entrepreneurs, I mean, you need to be on LinkedIn, by the way.
Mm.
You need to be on LinkedIn.
Mm.
But personal branding is what it's all about. Before even the name of my company, before someone invests in Campbell Marketing Group, they're investing in me.
Mm.
You know, I think we had this conversation, I think it was you, me, and another gentleman, John, where, you know, when someone goes with Campbell Marketing, they're going with me.
Mm.
You know, it's not, you know, my business or whatever, because they trust me and they value my expertise and they know that I'm going to do a terrific job for them, right? But let's just say hypothetically, you know, I renamed my business to something else.
Mm-hmm.
It's still me. It's still the personal brand. That's the most important thing, I think, in any entrepreneur's, you know, endeavors.
Yeah, I would still get business from Cookie Dough Ice Cream Marketing Group as long as you were ahead of it.
Absolutely. Yeah, and another thing is that as I delve into my own radio show and other things, other aspects, it's that personal brand that's going to bring all my following mm-hmm. into the radio show and into the other aspects that I'm going to get into this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the name of the game is to build that following as the three of us have, right?
Right.
So when we decide to have another service, you know, yeah. or have another adventure that you may have, John,
mm-hmm.
we're bringing all those followers with us.
Yeah.
All mm-hmm. that trust, you know, all that awareness. That
built-in value, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. They're going to trust that we're going to bring our A game, just like you said, to whatever we do.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think it's important.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. People believe in you and they believe in your story.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you want. Yeah.
Yeah. You hit the nail right on the head, our story. Yeah. You know, they mm-hmm. know all about
Everyone
us.
Everyone has a journey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they feel as if they're in on that journey with us.
Right.
Right. I mean, I'm getting calls and emails and texts every day how the show's going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they feel like they're, and they are a part of it. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be in that position without them.
Right.
You know, I mean, why would, you know, someone say, hey, why don't you start your own radio show and have like 25 people follow me on social?
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or I'm a jerk. Wherever I go, people just turn away and they want to run far away from me. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's not just what your influence is on social media, but how you are face to face, how
exactly.
we are at the Sands Club.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, I mean, that's part of, we talked about that last week.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
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 Yeah. And it's interesting. I mean, that you say that, even though it's, I mean, it's for people that have been doing business here in Tucson and are kind of like in the mix. You know, a very popular phrase, particularly here in Tucson, this may be across the board, particularly here in Tucson, is mm-hmm. people here in Tucson do business with people they like.
Right.
That's right. Right. It's yeah. still a small town feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, yeah, you have a reputation in Tucson, and yeah. so you have to keep a good reputation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think as a small business / entrepreneur, one of your main jobs is to be 1 degree away from everybody in town.
Yes.
You know, and yep. you can accomplish that in Tucson.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we've both been seeing that kind of going around and hobnobbing, trying to mm-hmm. connect people in with your show. Like
right.
someone will either yeah. be like, oh yeah, yeah, I know mm-hmm. Sean, you know, mm-hmm. you know, from this, that, or the other thing. Or you'll mm-hmm. bump into somebody and be like, oh yeah, I know John from,
right.
from this, that, and the other.
Right.
So yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Sure.
So.
Well, cool. Well, let our listening audience know how they can get a hold of you and how they can plug in with you.
Now they can visit my website at cmtsocialmedia.com. But if you have any questions particular about branding, personal branding and whatnot, just give me a text, 520-339-0259.
Okay. And that's Sean Campbell with the Campbell Marketing Group, also the newest talk radio show host in the city of Tucson, maybe the state of Arizona, maybe on the planet, with the Marketing Corner with Sean Campbell, brought to you by the Marketing Group. And go to cmgsocialmedia.com. Yeah, I'm going to remember it eventually.
It.
Watch. It's like 10 more shows, us doing it together, and,
oh, you got it.
And I'll
you
remember
got
it for yeah. sure. So yeah, go ahead and there, check it out. Also go to Picture Rocks Cooling and Heating.
PictureRocksCooling.com.
PictureRocksCooling.com.
I feel better than they have mine.
So. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not good at any of this. Yeah, we'll blame it on that traumatic brain injury from Iraq for fun. So, but yeah, definitely Ron Arenas is my co-host here today. Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. Definitely check it out. We got our guest that was here, Mr. Sean Campbell, my buddy with Campbell Marketing Group, cmgsocialmedia.com. And then if you haven't been to RedIndianRescueMission.org, definitely check it out. That's where the show comes from. A little off-branch marketing group came from that. And then, but primarily our milk and butter, is if that's a saying, is to help homeless veterans. Hello, we are back and better than ever. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain with the Veteran Rescue Mission, also Home Community Services, and a couple other little ditties. And I'm here with my favorite guest co-host in the whole entire universe, not just the planet. His name is Ron Arenas. He is with Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. And I think he's trying to get into the radio business, it seems.
Yeah, yeah. There's a thought there.
Well, you have the temperament for it, the voice, kind of the, you know, the sensibility for it. So
maybe the face for radio.
Definitely the face for
radio. Yeah, okay.
you set me up on that one, so you can't blame me. But we have you know, another amazing guest here in studio for us online. She goes by Erica Art with an X. And you know, her friends know her by Erica Cantu.
Cantua, but yeah, Cantua.
Cantua. And she's definitely one of the, you know, the many amazing artists that we have locally, one of the many amazing that don't get enough credit, you know, for the work they do. It's super hard work, I know, to kind of get the name out there. So I was really excited to have her on the show, not only to talk about the awesome work that she does with muraling, but, you know, some of her print art, the work that she's doing with her bus. I know that there's a building workshop.
Yep, I have a building workshop
coming.
Yep, so, this Saturday.
Yeah, so I want to definitely get in all that. And thank you, Erica, for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah,
and this opportunity. It's great.
So for... for those that don't know what Erica Art is, like, throw us an elevator pitch of, you know, what is Erica Art?
So Erica Art is my business where I sell my unique abstract art on various items such as stickers, clothing, print, stationery, you know, mini notebooks and keychains, etc. If I can put my abstract art on it, that's what I'm going to do. You know, for the customer, whatever they want, whatever is their favorite product to have, that's what I'm here to provide them with.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. And so for those who, you know, are native Tucsoners or just been here for a while, what are some of the projects that you've done in recent time that they may be familiar with?
Oh my gosh. I've done a lot.
Nice. Well, that's
a good
way to be.
Yeah. There's so many I can think of. I mean, the biggest one right now would be the mural that I just recently finished. That one was 11 feet tall by about 53 feet long. So it was a massive mural. Yeah. And I had to do it before the monsoon season started with the rain.
Sure.
So, it was me trying to beat the sprinkles and, you know, not paint when it was going to rain. I need something more specific.
Tell us more about that mural. Where it's at, the process, all that fun stuff.
Yeah. So it's on Speedway and Columbus, on the Tucson Appliance Building, Edwards Tucson Appliance Company. And it took about a month. The preparation took a long time because it was a wall that had the paint chipping and flaking.
Right.
The condition of the wall was absolutely horrible. And so I had to literally scrape all the colors, you know, kind of like those little candies or those suckers that you get all the different colors.
Yeah.
That was the wall, you know. It was like you scrape off pink, you scrape off yellow. It was every color in the rainbow. It probably had about 30 years of paint on it. So that was the biggest preparation job. And then primer. And then the fun part, of course, the mural.
Right.
And everybody was really excited for that. Once you started to see it come together, you know, then people were really excited. And the coyote in the mural was a lot of people's favorite. They really liked the coyote. And the mural also features appliances like the stove, washing machine, refrigerator, microwave, because of course it's an appliance company. And so I had to find a tasteful way to make a desert mural and put some appliances into it. You know, I feel like that's
that
really
theme in there.
Exactly. Yeah. I feel like it was a good challenge for me to make it look nice. So what I decided to do was put the appliances in the mountains. So there's saguaros and, you know, the desert theme, but the outlines of the actual appliances are in the mountains.
Oh.
So if you see it from far away, it just looks like a desert mural. But
is it almost like a Mount Rushmore of appliances?
Yeah,
not in the desert.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, so they're not at your face, but they're just complemented into the piece.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very colorful too.
Nice. And then tell us about the bus. And I know on Instagram, you know, I'm a big fan of you. That's one of the coolest projects to follow. Tell us
building
about it.
Yes. Yeah. So during the pandemic, people weren't really buying art. And so I had to come up with a creative solution. I thought, well, I could either quit my business and, you know, give up on my dream, or I can think of something creative. So I decided to get a bus for $5,600 off of Craigslist.
It's a good deal.
It is a really good deal. Yeah. And, you know, talked him down a bit on the price because the tires were trash.
So
I started building it as soon as possible. And then that's when I got the mural job. So the bus had to be put on pause for a little bit. But then as soon as I got the mural done, I went back to the bus and I've been working on it almost every day. And and I've been really dedicated to it. It's my baby. I love to work on it, and I just love to put all my creative ideas into it. It's a mobile shop, so the biggest features inside are a checkout stand. I recently just built custom cabinets and a mini storage area in the back. So if you can imagine a like the emergency exit that are normally in the back of buses, I built a storage area around there, so you can either access it from the outside or you can access it from the inside. Yeah, so that was pretty creative to me, and I wanted to also make everything inside removable, so the cabinets are removable, I have a little bench that is removable, and other shelves and decorations, so I can really transform the space to whatever I need it to be. You know, if I want to do a small workshop maybe with four people, or a paint night with four people, I can do that in the bus.
So is this basically like a mobile studio?
It's not a mobile studio where I paint inside of it, but it's a shop. So if there is a vendor market or like a small business market, then I can just drive the bus there, set up my products, and then sell from there. And people actually go inside the bus.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I know you have the beginner builder workshop coming. Tell us about that and how people can get a hold of you about a minute so we jump out of here.
Okay, sounds good. So when I was first building the bus, everybody wanted me to help them with their home improvement projects. And they wanted me to teach them, you know, some building things because they saw that I could do it with the bus. And so I thought, well, I can't be everywhere at once, but let me do a workshop where people can come to me and I can teach all my tips and tricks and have a build for people to take home. So this class is specific to a product display stand. So I thought it was really nice, useful for people who either want to put their tea bags or jewelry, or if you're an entrepreneur, you can put your candles and, you know, smaller products and you take your build home. I thought it was, you know, such...
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I just want to give back to people and teach them, and because not everybody has the access to the tools. They don't have the access to maybe like watch 75 YouTube videos, you know? So it's just me wanting to help others. And so that's this Saturday. It's at an Airbnb house. So we partnered up, it's me and my friend partnered up with a Airbnb that she owns. And it's at a beautiful house. You know, we wanted people to feel comfortable. And
how can people plug in?
So on my Instagram, Erica Art Mobile Shop, you can find out about the workshop and sign up on my website, ericsaart.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Erica, for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Check out Erica Art. That's E-R-I-X-A-A-R-T. And yeah, we'll be back right after this break. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, highlighting the good in the community. So often you hear from your friends, every time I turn on the news, all I hear is bad news. Well, I got good news for you. It's called the Common Good Radio Show. That's in JD's show. Phone's ringing, you're fired.
The one rule.
Yeah.
Well, that's my Google voice thing.
Yeah. So he's got so many devices in here. Yeah. Yeah, those who are watching on YouTube right now, you see JD is a man of many technical devices. But as we speak more, you'll see JD is just a man with many talents, a renaissance man of sorts, if you will. You don't think a renaissance man? Would you consider yourself that?
I'll take it.
Yeah, I think so. And if you haven't caught it yet, I'm Pastor John McClain here with my man Ron Arenas with Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, filling in for Andreas Ruiz. And those who get the good fortune to watch us on Facebook Live or on YouTube, you see this handsome face you see right here. That is Mr. J.D. Delgado. He gave up modeling and decided that he wanted to
be on some hot roofs
because the roofs are hot.
They are hot.
Absolutely. But before we get to talking about roofs are hot, what's your website? Roofsarehot.com?
Roofsarehot.com. That's
it. Go to roofsarehot.com. But before we talk about roofs are hot, let's talk about the fastest growing sport, the most popular thing that exists right now. Pickleball.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, which I mean, realistically, I learned a lot about pickleball from you. So for our listening audience that have, one, lived underneath a rock somewhere, never heard of pickleball, pickleball and don't know about it, explain what is pickleball.
The way I like to explain pickleball, first of all, I say it's the fastest growing sport and it's fun. But the quickest way to describe it is it's a mix between ping pong and tennis, and you can fit 3 pickleball courts in 1 tennis court.
Hmm. Oh, wow. So, okay.
Yeah, so it's a quick, fast-paced sport, and if you have some type of paddle skill, even if you don't have a paddle skill, I mean, there's a lot of crossover from baseball, basketball, soccer, I mean, everything.
Yeah.
I mean, if you just have some type of athletic ability, you can jump right in. Even if you do, if you don't have athletic ability, you could still jump in and you can play with, you know, when I first started, I started playing with, man, these guys were like 60 plus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And
we're catching up to them.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy? Oh, man. I hate to admit that, but yeah.
You guys don't look a day over 50. Right? No worries.
Thank you.
And we'll take that.
And how much do you want for sponsorship?
I mean, $20. Yeah. But it looks like we actually have another guest on the line. We have your friend, Amanda Reller, to be our expert on pickleball here with you. Thank you for joining us, Amanda.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah.
And so Amanda over here, she's actually my first pickleball partner, actually, because I play competitively and we play tournaments, and she's a certified instructor, and she's built a business on pickleball. So, I mean, she
interesting.
Yeah, she really has gotten into it.
Tell us about that, Amanda.
Thank you, JD. I started playing 3, and I mean, he is great at pumping me up, so I really appreciate
Yeah, that's why I love him. That's why I love being around him. He's a big, good hype man.
Yeah. Yep, he sure is. So I played over 20 years ago in a gym class, and I didn't play again until 3.5 years ago up in Wisconsin. Joined a new gym, just fell in love with it, and it's a heck of a lot more fun than running on a treadmill. So I was all in on pickleball.
Nice.
2 years ago, I moved here for the sunshine, clearly, and a year and a half ago, I became a certified instructor, and I've taught over 450 students in the past year and a half.
Wow.
And I love it, and I recently became a sponsored athlete with Gearbox.
Mm. Wow, that's a big deal. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and JD was talking about how it's the fastest growing sport right now. And have you both feel this question, or have you started, Amanda? Why do you think that is?
Yeah.
You go first.
A heck of a lot of fun. So I think really, JD, that's the reason. He's bringing everybody in.
No. I believe it. I believe it. Yeah.
I got to hype him back. I have to hype him back.
That's what good friends are for.
It's a lot of fun. You can go to a park and get a pickup game the way you used to be able to with basketball, and still can to some extent. You can't really do that with a lot of other sports. Just show up and start playing. It's a very social game because the court is so much smaller than a tennis court, for example. You're a lot closer to your opponents, able to chit chat and talk crap, which JD is really good at.
Yeah, that's what he was. That's his selling point to get me into pickleball. He's like, "Do you like trash talking?" I was like, "Yeah, you know I do." He's like, "Well, I got the sport for you."
I'm still waiting to see you out there.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna get. Well, she's gonna teach me. Amanda's gonna teach me how to do it. I'm gonna be out there.
Oh heck yeah! I'll do that.
Yeah,
it'd be my pleasure.
Absolutely. And I guess kind of like as a segue to that, for people that are interested in learning pickleball, getting involved in pickleball, how can they contact you? How can they plug in?
Oh, yeah. So they can give me a call at 608-347-6549. Still got that Wisconsin number, but believe me, I'm here.
Wisconsin.
I'm here to stay.
Yeah,
absolutely. Wisconsin. Yeah. The thing that I say to my students a lot and what drew me to pickleball and to keep playing pickleball is that it's kind of a chess match interrupted by slap fights. And that's a chess match I would actually watch, right? Because it is a small court, you're moving the pieces around, you're moving the other players around so that you can create an opportunity to put it away.
Nice.
So.
That's cool. So they give you a call at 608-347-6549 to plug in?
Yes, that's right.
Awesome. Yeah. And then what's a good place for people that don't know much about pickleball to get more information and find out like how, you know, how, what it's all about?
Yeah, there are a lot of great YouTube videos out there. Primetime Pickleball is a great series. There's a ton out there. There are city programs, there's programs at Refkin, Tennis Center. You can't hardly turn around without bumping into some kind of pickleball, running into somebody pickleball related. I was out at a nice Italian restaurant a few weeks ago, ran into some guys from Indianapolis who are building a pickleball facility. Just wow. Completely random.
Yeah.
You really cannot, like, once you're plugged in, like, just even a little bit on pickleball, you won't stop hearing about it.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us, Amanda. We'll be talking about all that and more after the break. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. If you haven't been to VeteranRescueMission.org yet, check it out. We'll be right back. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McLean by myself. No Ron Arenas. He had to take off. And as usual, Andreas Ruiz is speaking to the kids about mental health today. So I will try to bring twice the energy with it just being me. But I am Pastor John McLean with the Veteran Rescue Mission and the host of the Common Good Radio Show, as well as the co-host of the Marketing Corner every Sunday at 2 and 4. And now the Common Good Radio Show is syndicated every Sunday at 7 a.m. on 106.3 The Groove. So definitely listen to us, watch us, all the different places, plenty of content, plenty of good stuff. You can find it all at VeteranRescueMission.org or on the social medias. There's you can find us there, as well as my guests here, Mr. J.D. Delgado with Roofs Are Hot. He has Facebook pages, he has websites, he has all kind of good stuff. So definitely plug in. And we're talking about it during the break, just and we'll get into this more later once we kind of galvanize the pickleball conversation. Is he did work at my property at a house that we just bought, and it was just such a blessing for him to kind of get that roofing component squared away. So now I feel like my roof's set for several years, and it definitely wasn't an easy job, but they knocked it out with ease. But before we get into that, tell me why you think pickleball's growing so exponentially.
So this is my opinion. In regards to the COVID lockdown, So they shut down gyms, racquetball courts, all these different places.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody wanted to exercise. Everybody wanted to do something. There was nothing to do. All these places were closed down, limited availability, this, that, whatever. Pickleball, that was not the case. I mean, I first started at JCC. I had an older gentleman. You'd get mad if you heard me. I'm going to tell you, it's Leo, too. Yeah, Leo first introduced me to pickleball, and he invited me over to play at the JCC, and there were some other folks that he played with, and I started there, and then I moved over to the Tucson Racquet Club. But
when you went that first time, did they whip you?
They beat me.
Yeah,
they did, and it was crazy because you look at these old folks and you're like, I'm gonna put a whooping on them. And you're like, come on, really?
Yeah.
And then they beat you, and you're like, what?
Yeah.
You're like, wait, but there's my I'm younger than them. I'm faster. I'm better looking than them. They beat me. No, but there's a lot of technique in regards to that experience. So once you start playing, you figure that out. But once I did that, I caught on, and I just, and then I grew past that, and then I went to Tucson Riot Club where there's some more experienced pickleball players. So my opinion is they locked down, so no basketball, racquetball, working out, all these other things, so you had to be outside. And the whole time, I started in, 2020? And during the lockdown, do you know how many cases I heard getting spread? And there was like 70-plus people out there. Zero. I heard about zero.
Interesting.
And I mean, everywhere else you heard about freaking, like, hey, this is, everyone's spreading it. This is, crazy. But zero. So, it was a good place. And then there was a great community too. You know, everybody was very helpful in regards to, you know, teaching. I mean, there was a lot of ladies would, you know, come over and just, oh, well, this is what you need to do, and this is how you play, and they'd tell me strategy because I didn't know.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, and I could see that just primarily, and I almost forgot all about it. Remember when they took the hoops off of all the basketball courts?
Yeah,
that was wild.
Yeah, you're like, what the heck?
But that's absolutely true.
And you know, you want to get out there and exercise. You get cooped up in a house, and you're like, I need to get out there.
Yeah.
So I believe that was one of the big components towards the wildfire for it just growing like gangbusters.
And speaking of, you know, wildfire, we'll segue a little bit. What's the connection between hot roofs
and wildfire?
Yeah. And pickleball.
Pickleball. So yeah. I have a really good buddy of mine, Pancho Olea. Give him a shout out.
Yeah, Pancho.
Pancho. He's a Tucson local also. And there goes my freaking Google phone. See, I'm getting all these calls from
popular. You can't help it.
Well, it's all these leaks, man. It's you know, we got all this rain from you know, the California rainfall. But so Pancho Olea, he does roofing also, and we do a lot of work together, and he's a racquetball player. And when I first started, I was like, man, dude, you got to check this out. You're going to love it. And he's like, hey, just blowing it off, like, man, whatever. And sure enough, I got him out there, dude. First day, second day, he was already, we were playing for like 3 hours. 3 hours, and before you know it, we're playing 3 hours, four times, five times a week. I mean, we would play it like we'd start at 6. We would go till 9, past 9. We'd start at 5. We'd go in the morning on Saturday, Sunday. I mean, we were literally playing like five times a week. And so, we just caught on and we just started playing.
I'm scared to do it now. I may get addicted to that. That sounds wild.
It is.
Yeah.
They talk about it all the time.
That's,
you know,
me with basketball. When I sometimes if I allow myself to, I'll play every single day until my body falls apart. But in that vein though, I know you were telling me with pickleball, it's one of those that kind of you can sustain and do when you get older, unlike basketball or some of the other sports that I love doing so very much because of the competition.
Yeah, with like your rotator cuff. And so get this. So this is the great thing about pickleball. Do you know how many times I've been injured playing pickleball?
I think you told me once.
Once. And that was the first 60 days I was playing because I didn't know how to manage, you know, what I was doing and how I was doing it. You know, in regards to getting a ball or it totally exerting myself where I shouldn't be. But see, that's a great thing. I've been playing for, you know, 3 years and I've just been injured one time. And that's when I first started playing because I didn't know how to manage how to play, you know, in regards to mitigating the risk for my body. And so now I do. And I play competitively. And I played like, I think, 8 tournaments last year. Yeah. So and I already played I played 2 in December. I'm going to play 2 coming up.
Are you looking to get sponsored? And this will be the last question I ask about this.
You know, it's funny because I don't consider myself being sponsored, but my buddy actually, Ron Arenas knows him, Chris Aguilar, he sent me a bunch of Wilson because he does work for Wilson. He sent me a bunch of Wilson stuff, so I have a bunch of Wilson gear. So I don't like to say I'm sponsored, but I guess I'm sponsored.
No big deal.
But it's pretty cool though. They have some pretty cool swag though.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, but, to the roofing, I know, especially having, you know, I just bought my house, and when we bought it, the inspector gave us like this list of stuff that we needed done to the roof, and thankfully I got that to you. You got it squared away, but you know that's not usually the case. Usually, you know, people own the house and they don't know when to have their roof maintained, when to have it checked out, you know, what's really going on with it. Like, if for those that are listening, let them know, like, how often should they have their roof maintained? How long should they have someone like yourself come and inspect it to let them know what they should look out for?
Okay, so these are the three popular roofs or main roofs here in the Tucson area. You have your flat built-up roofs, and that's the one with the white coatings with the parapet walls. So, and then you have your shingle roofs, you know, with the slope, and then you have your concrete roof tiles like yourself. And that's a very popular roofing system with, you know, all these new homes and subdivisions and so forth. So with the tile roofs, what you want to do is those homes need to be maintenance within like every 2 to 3 years. And what actually the roofing standard is 1 to 2 times a year.
Mm.
That's the roofing standard. That's what they say. But it matters what type of roofing system you have. Like with a flat roof, definitely between 1 to 2 years, especially if you have a lot of trees, parapet walls, because if you have a tree and you have a parapet wall, it clogs up that scupper. And guess what? Now you have a swimming pool on your roof because water's not flowing out. And I've seen that happen before, and then it just freaking falls in. Now you got a huge mess.
Like something you see out of a movie.
Oh, pfft. Yeah. It actually, it happens pretty frequently. It happened a lot this past year. I mean, with all the rain we had like this past year, it's happened, you know, more frequently than what you would think. So you have your built up roof, then your shingle roof, you know, that needs, if you have a lot of valleys in it, those need to be cleaned out because those are your high intensity areas of leaks. So you have to make sure debris not stuck in there where it's building up, blocking water and the wind or the sun and the rain. It starts deteriorating the roofing system. And then with the concrete roof tile, same thing. You need to make sure these valleys are cleaned out, stuff's cleaned out. The tiles aren't broken, because if you do have a broken tile, like we just went to go look at a house yesterday that had a leak, and they just had one broken tile in there. And sure enough, the water was getting in, and it was causing a leak just from one tile.
So, and I guess kind of like going out of here, let's discuss what you did at my house, and let's talk about how people can get a hold of you to have some of that type of work done at their houses.
Okay, so what we did for your house is we did a roofing maintenance for a tile house. And what that means is we went around to make sure all the tiles, the ones that were broken or slipping, we put them back and secured them, fastened them. For the broken tile that were completely broken, we replaced them. If they just have a small crack in it, the roofing standard is you fill it with sealant with roofing material, clear sealant like silicone or so forth. And then you do the mortar balls, and the mortar balls are on the top where the hips and the ridges connect. And you make sure those, and then you make sure the valleys are cleaned out also. So water, because so this is the deal. The quicker water can get off your roof, the better. That's what I mean. If you have a roof that has a good slope and nothing blocking it, water is going to go right off and you're not going to have an issue. It's when the water stays there, something blocks it, whatever, and then that's when the water starts coming up or starts deteriorating the roof, the roofing system, and that's when it starts coming in.
Nice. And how can people get a hold of you?
520-444-3178. 520-444-3178. That's my direct number. And then roofsarehot.com. That's roofsarehot.com. Or you could just Google Roofs Are Hot Tucson or roofsarehot.com.
Awesome.
And you can find me online. And actually, I'm going to set up a pickleball page on my website.
Okay.
So I'm going to do that. Game time. I'm going to put a pickleball page on there.
Well, I look forward to it. I'm going to be part of your pickleball.
Let's do it.
Collective.
Come on. Let's go. So we can talk some smack.
Yeah. Definitely going to be talking to smack.
Smack talking. Yeah. Let's do it.
Smack talking this and every week on the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain. Thank you, JD, for joining me, brother.
Right on.
And we'll catch you next week.
Excellent.
God bless.
Thank you.